We want to join you in mission. We want to humble ourselves before you and realize that you're God and made to mobilize people to be on mission, to vision, and to partner so that we can join God in His mission. We're made to equip churches to be on mission with God and make disciples that make disciples. We're in the you all of this, and we'll be happy to talk with you more about walking. To do, but if you would like us to walk with you in this journey, we will. But we tend to think we're it, and we've got to do it all. So that's based upon... That's the way that we sometimes travel, and we're saying that's the wrong way to travel. Because all of these things, from really values up, were really... of God and begin this discernment process that hopefully will ultimately accomplish your vision. It's not a perfect model, nor is the process nor the product will be perfect. We've done, you know. No, you got to continue to cycle back. Okay. So and the Word of God. So take time to dwell in the Word of God. And as many of your deacon leaders or leaders, open it up to the with Ira North, and they had been struggling and they wanted us to come in. We just spent an afternoon three, all of their ministers, and they had some other leaders. And we just walked them through a simple beginning process.
to do is write out that scripture in that left-hand column. Write it out. Why would you write it out? From God. And then the third column is really important. It's the I will statement. Based upon what you're hearing, how will you now practice that? The community together to dwell in the Word, and you're asking questions like, in this passage, what everybody's listening and everybody's asking themselves, how do I obey this? Song of the wise man built his house. We all know that. Lord, and I'm going to say, I don't even know you. Why? Because you didn't do. Let me put it on me, because it may not apply to you.
that we believe in the value of the community of faith, the church.
Get people back in the Word of God and listening and asking the right questions. And
up the pyramid, discover the mission of God.
This would be our mandate.
What are we called to do in this world? Goes back to, why do we exist?
Define that together. Define that from the Word of God. Wrestle with it. I spent a lot of time in Mexico.
Well, then you go back to Matthew 28 where we were and it says, you're to go and make disciples.
It is why they do what they do. You can look at their checkbook. You can And that's where there's some conflict. We may not share the same values. Some of you they can go in and they can watch and they can see the values very quickly. That's why you need I like this coming to the top of your mind. It's kind of a, that's a good thought that I haven't had, or Most, when you people are doing coach training, which is a form of facilitation, they're going to say, never use the
values showed how complex this can be, and you know, I have to admit that I'm not as wise or as savvy to pick up on all the currents going on in the water of trying to bring about change and health, healthy things to a church.
Tell us what to do. It's simply somebody doing some analysis and helping us to
you gotta, it's the same thing as Dan said, this is the underneath the floor of your house.
that need to drill down and have some of those. You know, we have these big, we want to be a loving church. Corrections and celebrations. We do not celebrate what God has done. The small in the area of your responsibility. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, look at the whole context, but in that it says, I believe God gives us the right to make plans, but not depend upon those and give those on to say, if you pray and ask me anything in my will, I will provide it for you. We're not spending a lot of time with that passage, but go back to it. If there was a key,
disciples? How do you get your church involved in blessing the community with the demands of the kingdom of God instead of just and now that are producing phenomenal results around the world. It's not easy, but it is doable.